WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Ah, it's fall, so any good weather enthusiast's thoughts are turning to one of the more interesting elements in the environment, snow. Snow forms in clouds when the temperature is below freezing. Much of the rain that makes it to the surface may have started out as snow high in the troposphere, but then melts before reaching the ground. When saturated air rises, it condenses. In other words, the moisture turns from a gas into a liquid, much like we see on the outside of a glass of ice water. When it is below freezing, the vapor turns into ice. Due to the nature of the water molecule, ice develops into six-sided crystals. If you look at a snowflake, you'll see that it is probably a bunch of six-sided crystals joined together. When a snowflake gets big enough in a cloud, gravity brings it toward the surface, and snowflakes continue to get bigger as they join with other falling crystals. This is especially true when the snowflake is sticky, that is, it has some liquid water coating it. The biggest snowflakes tend to occur when the temperature is near freezing. When it is very cold, that is, well below freezing, snowflakes tend to be smaller, and they do not stick together as well. To see snow, the temperatures need to be cold enough to allow the snowflake to fall to the surface without melting. Sometimes snow will occur even when the surface values are above freezing, but usually the freezing level is not very high, so the flakes don't have enough time to melt. Many snow events occur due to either rising moisture on the cold side of a low-pressure system, rising air due to upslope motion, or snow to the north of a warm front. Snow is so beautiful to watch as it falls, but in central Alabama, we don't see many daytime snow events. Once on the ground, snow can be categorized as powdery when it's fluffy, granular when it begins the cycle of melting and refreezing, and eventually ice once it packs down. When powdery, snow moves with the wind, forming deposits called snowdrifts, which can grow to several feet in depth. Since Miss Molly is not very large, snowdrifts are definitely not on her favorite list. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.